Morning Rat Race, 95.9 The Rat. We're giving away Adam Sandler tickets as part of our No Sweat News quiz on Friday. Oh,
what a funny guy. What a great actor, too.
Now, these stories could win you those tickets. We're going to file the first story. It's a quickie. It's a little quick little nugget here under the headline, Irony, Dateline New York City. The Council on Foreign Relations has canceled a roundtable meeting called, quote, Doing Business Under Coronavirus, scheduled for this Friday in New York, due to the spread of the coronavirus.
Well, what were they thinking?
No business at the round table as we discuss doing business in the business that we love, but give us a moment.
If you have a business like that, just teleconference. You nuts.
What maybe we can do there? A phone call instead, okay? It's like that meme that we posted yesterday on our Facebook fan page. We're about to find out about all the meetings that could have just been a phone call.
I heard the big New Jersey tomato festival is being canceled because of too many tomatoes.
Exactly.
By the way.
It's like the ice cream festival that got canceled last week.
Too cold.
Because it was just too cold out.
Right. Give me a break already.
The snowball fight at Six Flags 3 years ago got canceled because there was too much snow.
Right. The Sun at the Beach festival got canceled because too many people got sunburned.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So there's that going on. Now, here's a good one.
Whoa.
Dateline, deep under the Arctic Ocean, a new chlamydia species has been discovered deep under the Arctic. Gots?
Uh-oh. He's sitting 4 feet to my right.
Have you and Charlie Sheen been doing some sort of unauthorized underwater exploration at the top of the world?
Scuba diving down there?
I'm going to take my camera, take some pictures of Gots, and send it to National Geographic. Make myself a cover.
Might get yourself on the cover.
Yeah, baby.
Chlamydia has been found, a surprisingly large amount, buried shallowly in the sea floor in the Arctic Ocean.
Wow.
That's the one near Greenland and all that.
What the hell?
Scientists are a bit confounded because it's very, very deep, that ocean, and there's almost no oxygen, not to mention the very high pressure. But this chlamydia is living away.
Wow.
This is disgusting. Disgusting.
Living in the ocean.
I could understand crabs living in the ocean. Awful pun intended.
Seriously.
But chlamydia?
They're delicious.
What the hell?
I mean, it's not like there's some sort of underwater stripper pole down there.
Right.
I mean,
I am way more frightened of underwater alien chlamydia than I think I am the coronavirus.
Nobody said anything about aliens, David.
Well, how else would it get there?
Apparently, chlamydia lives out in the wild, and we didn't know about it.
That's disturbing. So a tree could have chlamydia. You build a tree house,
I guess.
And all of a sudden, you're building the tree.
Do
house?
I look like a scientist or a journalist? Well, neither. Really.
Yeah, I was going to say
neither.
What the hell is SpongeBob up to now?
Oh my God. It really changes the perspective of his relationship between him and Patrick.
Yeah. Seriously.
Now I know why Squidward's in a bad mood all the time. He's living to those two STD-infested jabronis.
He's got chlamydia. He's got the drip.
He does. He's got the drip.
I knew that Little Mermaid was a bad idea.
SpongeBob, time for me to go to the doctor's office again. Get this rash cleared off.
What the hell? That's one of the more disturbing things I've heard.
There it is. And now we go to the soft white underbelly of stupid criminals. On our No Sweat News, we traveled to Portland, Oregon. Have you heard of Voodoo Donut?
No.
Voodoo Donut
in the West, especially Portland and all that, gigantic, incredible donut shop.
Oh, really?
Well, a 40-year-old guy named Chris James just went to the 24-hour Voodoo Donut shop in Portland in the middle of the night, pulled out a hatchet, jumped around, and filled up a pink box with donuts.
Dude.
Didn't take any money.
They're just donuts.
Didn't rob anyone in the store. He just hatcheted himself some donuts.
You know, if I was in the store, I'd be like, bro, I'll buy you a few donuts. Put away the machete. Okay?
Then he ran off. Police searched the area and found him a block away.
Eating the donuts.
eating the...
No way! Lunatic.
He was eating the donuts.
But before he ate, he made a stop to rob a 7-Eleven and get some milk.
Yep.
You know, because you got to dunk it.
Cup of coffee.
Oh, maybe a cup of coffee, too. Well, basically, what that segment told me is that the world is on a very quick downward spiral into hell. Yep. But make sure you re-listen to all those WRAT.com in the podcast section.
Because if we make it to April, you got a great shot to see Adam Sandler.
We make it to April.
You can share the podcast with your friends, by the way. Sure. Click the share button
just
for crying out loud.
Not the chlamydia.
Don't share the clap.
Don't share the chlamydia with your friends.
Too often we have to say, don't share the clap right here on the rat.
But, you know, the good thing is, thanks to the coronavirus, we're all washing our hands more often.
For sure.
So
I'm going to start. I promise. That's a promise I've made to myself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.